Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's Jump for Kids in Pella? Let's go in-depth with Jill McKinstry with Jump for Kids. So Jill, what's Jump for Kids?
Jump for Kids. Now that J-U-M-P stands for Journey Up Mentoring of Pella. Mentoring, that's it. So Jump matches kids kindergarten through eighth grade with a mentor. Kids who could use a mentor, and we match them up with either an individual or a couple or even with a whole family. Now, these matches spend at least an hour a week together for at least a year with the goal of building a friendship. It is so exciting to see those friendships grow. And, you know, in the world today, there is a lot of focus on the negative. People often wonder what they can do to make a difference. And let me tell you, mentoring a child, that is a way to honest and truly make a difference. Now, you can't make a difference for every child, no way, but you can make an incredible difference for one child.
Okay, so at least 1 hour a week you spend together.
You got it.
One person or a family, couple, whatever, spend it with the child.
Yes.
And just doing what? I mean, you can say mentoring, but is it more specific? How does that mentoring work?
Exactly. It is nothing spectacular. We say, just have fun together. Learning, growing. So some of the things that matches often do, the kids tell me that one of their favorite things to do is go and have supper at their mentor's house and then just play. That might look like playing board games, might be going out to the backyard to throw a ball around. And now again, not spectacular. That supper doesn't have to be spectacular. One of the mentor moms told me that often they had, you know, some fancy frozen pizza or some mac and cheese. So the mentee that loved having supper with the mentor, it wasn't necessarily the food that was great, but they just really enjoyed being together. So, like I said, often the matches maybe eat and play together. It can be other just fun, simple stuff, though. Maybe going to the library or heading to the tennis courts, going for a bike ride. I sometimes challenge the mentors, head out to the Cordova Tower, and hike up that tower and just see what you can see. They might go on a picnic. They might work on making a Lego model. Maybe read some books together. Now, it's not being a homework helper, not a tutoring thing at all. We just want to build that friendship and encourage the mentee. So it looks so many different ways just based on the interests of the mentor and the mentee and what they'd like to do in that time together.
It's just this sort of organic thing that grows out of being around one another.
Sure is. We ask initially for that commitment of at least a year. Many of our matches go on for years and years. And obviously, that's the best for the mentor and the mentee. We try to make those matches very carefully based on what age of a mentee the mentor thinks would be a good fit. We take into account personalities, interests. We try to do a really good job of making a good match to start with. And then we provide support and monitoring through that first year together. I check in at the end of the year to see if they are interested in signing on again. And like I said, many matches do go on and on. And we we hope and I pray too that this will be a blessing for the mentee and their family, and also for the mentor and their family.
More in depth after this.
I I continued my conversation with Jill McKinstry with Jump for Kids.
So what's the process of becoming a mentor?
Sure. The process for becoming a mentor starts with a little bit of paperwork, which can be downloaded from our website. We do ask for 3 confidential references. We also run background checks, including a fingerprint check. And then we do a 2-hour training with each new mentor before we get them matched up with a mentee. The way we start a match is to get together with mentor and mentee, the mentee's parents, and me. We get to know each other and go over all the details and get you ready to launch your match.
Okay, and so how old are the kids again?
The youngest that we match is kindergarten age, and we make matches clear up through 8th graders, but many of the matches do go on even through high school and hopefully stay friends even after that.
Well, so for older kids, it might be a career mentor, like if somebody wants to be an accountant or a doctor or nurse, whatever,
you
would match them with that career person that could advise them. But this is a more general kind of mentoring, isn't it?
It certainly is, yes, especially with the younger kids. It can be sometimes really helpful to have a mentor just for instance, if the child is, maybe their family might be going through a tough time, and it can be a blessing for them to have a break from what's going on and just do some fun things. It can be really helpful sometimes to have a little bit of backup from a mentor, an adult, outside their own family. Just a little different perspective. And one of the really fun things that can happen from mentoring is a broadening of horizons and learning some new interests and activities. We have kiddos who have been interested in woodworking. And, you know, I tell the mentors, they don't necessarily have to be an expert woodworker, but maybe we can connect that match with someone who has a wood shop and would be willing to take, you know, a couple hours and kind of teach them the basics and see if that is something that the mentee might like to pursue further. We've done things like that with car maintenance and with knitting. So just kind of broadening those horizons. We have sometimes had mentors who were interested in music and ended up taking their mentees to some of the fun free concerts at Central, or had mentors who really enjoyed cooking and have taught their mentees how to make a killer spaghetti sauce or great cookies or how to grill. So it can be a really fun learning experience for both mentor and mentee.
Well, you're sort of exploring the world with somebody for an hour or two a week.
Absolutely.
Going whatever direction you and they want to go.
Exactly, yes.
And so lots of times do the kids say, let's go toss the ball around, or let's go to a movie or a concert. Do the kids initiate that? Do they make the suggestions?
No, not very often.
Really?
Yes. The way we begin a match is to get together with the mentor, mentee, mentee's parent, and me. We introduce everybody, ask lots of questions, and one thing we do during that meeting is to brainstorm a list of things that they might like to do. The mentors tell me that often they ask their mentee what they want to do, and the mentee says, I don't know.
Really?
So it's helpful. They've got that list, and I tell them to be thinking, you know, you're together this week, what might you like to do this next week? And if the kiddos aren't sure what to do, often the mentors pick a couple good options, and then let their mentee maybe choose between heading to a park or maybe doing a craft or something. So we tell them to kind of be thinking about those ideas that would be fun, and also kind of thinking ahead. You know, maybe if they want to go on a tackle a long bike ride, or if they need to get some things together for, say, maybe making a car powered by a mousetrap or something.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Jill McKinstry with Jump for Kids.
Well, and sometimes I'm guessing that, the parents, and for some reason, whatever, I'm envisioning a single mom. For whatever reason, I came up with that. But maybe even an hour or two break once a week might be really helpful for her.
Absolutely. Yes. Parenting is tough when there are 2 parents in the home. And it's so much tougher when all that responsibility is on one parent. So yes, that can be especially helpful for the parent, and also just really nice for that mentee to have kind of that change of scenery, a little something different to do, and gives the parent a break. And also, you gave the example of maybe a single mom. Sometimes we can connect the mentee with someone who has sort of a different skill set or different interests from that mom. So an example of this, we had an elementary school boy that we were matching up. He just wanted to go fishing. He'd never been fishing, but he wanted to give it a try. And his mom just, she did not want to do that worm thing at all. And I get that.
Yeah.
Yep. So we connected him with a mentor who was just an outdoorsman, loved being outdoors, had access to a farm outside of town, and I tell you, they went fishing. The kid ended up loving it. So that was something that they did every once in a while. Not every time, but they did fishing, and the mom was glad, and the kid was excited, and we are thankful for that mentor stepping in to fill that need.
Do you have another example or two?
You bet. I tell the mentors to get their kids up and active and outside doing things. A lot of kids these days spend a lot of time playing video games, and that active stuff doesn't come naturally to them anymore. For a lot of kids, not all kids, a lot of them. We had a little fella that he played a bunch of video games and didn't think he liked being outdoors. So we ended up, through the process, connecting him with a mentor who was, I tell you, one of the most active humans I think I've ever bumped into. So this little fella, before he knew it, he was out canoeing at the lake. They were hiking, bike riding, frisbee golf, you name it. It was just a whole new world for this little boy. He had never done a lot of those activities. Now, he thought he might be killed off by all these activities. Uh-huh. The hiking, he thought it might do him in, but afterwards, he said it was pretty fun. He didn't realize there was a lake here, and then he knew.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it's just fun to see how mentors can open up those new activities and whole new horizons for kids. So yeah, that was a fun one.
Well, those are such great years for kids. I mean, when so much of what they see is brand spanking new, they've never seen it before. And so when you're around little kids or kids in that age and you show them something that they've never seen before and their eyes light up, I mean, that is so joyful for everybody.
Yes. It gives a whole different perspective for us adults when we look at it through those child eyes.
Yeah. Yep. And so for those of us whose kids are grown, we miss that sometimes.
Absolutely. Yes.
I actually miss a lot. That joy.
Yes.
You know, and so that's something that the mentors get too, is this, it's just joy all around.
Joy, exactly. Yes. It's not always easy. I tell mentors that. We have a training that we do with the mentors. We go through a lot of different things and hopefully setting them up for a successful match. We hope that going into that, they hopefully are equipped. And like I said, we try to make a good match to start with. And yeah, we really do hope that this will be a fun experience for the mentors also. Yeah.
And yeah, I guess you had to sort of bring me back to earth there, that I might encounter a surly kid or something.
You bet I did. We're keeping this real, Bob. Keeping it real.
Okay. And so you need more mentors, I presume.
Absolutely. Our number one challenge is that we have more kids in need of a mentor than we have mentors available. So remember, this could look like one-on-one, a mentor and a mentee, or we have some couples that mentor together. And that can be helpful, especially if they've got someone especially energetic. They can tag team a little bit. And it's just sometimes nice to be able to kind of bounce ideas off each other and do something, help somebody together. So we also have whole families that mentor. For some kiddos, it can be just really a blessing to spend an hour or maybe a few hours a week just rolled in on the activities of the average family. For instance, we have a couple of kids matched right now that are only children. So their families, or their parent, both are single parent families, they really wanted their child to be matched up with a family, just so that they would kind of have a little touch of that experience of what it feels like to be in the mix of siblings and kind of see how that works with several kids around and kind of have some fun play buddies. So yeah, I don't even remember how I got there.
So how do people get a hold of you?
The way to reach us, if you'd like to call 641-628-4402. If email is a better bet, our address is jump4kidspella@gmail.com. So jump, F-O-R, kids, Pella, @gmail.com. Or check our website, jumpforkids.org.
And by doing that, you're going to change, by reaching out and mentoring, you're going to change your world and the kids.
Absolutely. Like I said, you can't change everything, but you can absolutely make a difference in the life of one child. And that will then change their family and our community. It's a way you can make a difference.
And the world will be a better place.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Jill McKinstry for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.